This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Abortion abolitionists in Poland expected serious debate from a failed economic strike by abortion advocates there Monday. Instead, they say they got costumes, closed government offices, and signs for the media elegantly produced in English, but no talk about the botched abortion that has moved a strong majority of men and women in Poland to support the new abortion ban. Abandoned, a baby died in a Polish hospital as those who wanted to help save the child were kept away. Pro-life counter-protesters, in white protest, were not given coverage. Public documents just uncovered show 16 of 17 Texas abortion clinics miserably failing health and safety inspections. June's U.S. Supreme Court ruling freeing Texas abortion clinics from much of state regulation is now a poignant backdrop. Troy Newman of Operation Rescue says these inspection deficiency reports were likely not part of the high court's deliberations, and there's no indication of any correction of the problems. This is Life News Radio.
A culture of life is like a bright city on a hill. Just as people in 1890 might have had difficulty imagining today's cities, so it may be today in imagining a culture of life. But it starts with more than imagination. It starts with the moral commitment to offer the highest regard to the gift of God hidden within each human life. Let's become the culture of life.
Now that Canada has decriminalized killing by euthanasia, early death advocates want to compel a Vancouver, BC Catholic hospital to participate. Countering that, freedom of conscience and religion are enumerated in Canada's Charter of Rights and Freedoms. It promises to be a battle. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.